So this is a great scene and well shot, part of the track we haven't seen. We shoot most of these racetrack scenes at the Albuquerque Downs racetrack. And the track has a specific look to it. So it's always a challenge to find different parts of the track to shoot as different tracks. You've got two of my favorite actors, James Reed and Ryan Sipek, together here playing out their father-son conflict, which is really fun. And I just thought the shot particularly was amazing. And you can see there's the glass there, which we try to avoid from the outside. It just looks like a big flat glass wall. But shooting inside of it, as Frank Pearl found, is just gorgeous. And people underestimate in television how important the director of photography is. In movies, I think the directors really and the producers really really appreciate them. But in television, I'd say it's even more important because you've got different directors changing all the time, but it's always the DP that's there, and he's the one that keeps the look of the film. You can see the light on the back wall. You can see that the camera's always on the dark side of their faces, and there's always contrast between, you know. You can see Matt's right side of his face there is dark and dramatic, and the left side is, you know, lighter and beautiful. And it's those kinds of things that are subconscious to the viewer, but without them, without a really great dramatic lighting and attention to detail in terms of every set, you really end up with just an ugly, high-key lighting show. And we strive in all of our TV projects, all of the shows and movies we produce, to make sure that every shot looks beautiful, no matter how, you know, simple the scene is. And Frank Pearl's just done a great job pulling that together, especially on a TV budget and TV schedule. And you know, people, I always hear the excuse of, hey, it's a cable show, what are you doing? And I'm like, hey, dude, we're making a movie every week. And we're trying to win an Emmy every week, even on our little cable shows. And I think the whole crew feels that way, and so does the cast and the writers and everybody. So this attention to detail is what I think makes our show stand out, especially, you know, Wildfire. So this is a fun scene. I'm always talking to Nicole, who plays Danny Davis, who's always riding that line between horrible, you know, B-I-T-C-H, or can I just say biatch, and really misunderstood, strong-willed girl. She's trying to get out of the box that she's been put in, and she has a lot of fun playing that character. It's funny, this scene, this is one of those scenes that you kind of make in the editing room. You know, sometimes things just don't translate from the script to film. And there was a couple lines of dialogue at the end here that, the scene didn't feel like it had a button. So a lot of times people don't realize, but in the editing room, you can totally steal looks and recreate a whole different end. And this is a scene where I just grabbed these two end shots and created a whole end of a scene that wasn't really there, where she gets embarrassed after she says she's happy, cut to Junior there, and cut to this look here, and cut to that, and just ended the scene. That was not the end of the scene. It was a total different end where they looked at each other, and I just was like, wouldn't it be so funny if she, you know, realized that she was happy that it wasn't her fault, and he kind of looked at her, smiled, then she got bummed, and then Junior laughed at her. And we just created that in the editing room, and that wasn't written or shot to be that. Some of those looks were after they said cut, actually. So we just did this whole Karate Charlie storyline. There was a scene we cut that for time, and just we didn't think it worked. Frank did a great job shooting it, and Susan, the editor, who's this amazing editor, who's actually cutting the one I directed, and she cut episode 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, all the odd number episodes. And she cut all the shows last season. There was a scene where Charlie goes and confronts this bully. And they had this really funny Clint Eastwood, like, music over the scene when he walks between these two buses and there's smoke coming out from the exhaust. And in theory, it's one of those things that, oh, it would have been really funny and it would have totally popped. But in reality, it just came off a little too funny, a little too broad. So to my chagrin, we ended up cutting it, and there's a young actor in it that we ended up cutting his only scene out of the movie, a brand new actor from New Mexico who I ended up recasting in episode 9 named Tyler New. No pun intended, his last name's actually New. So he got his chance. I cut his scene, but I cast him again, so he's good.